Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Friday, July the 8th. And welcome to our commentary. I'm sure you know, if you're listening to me in the North Texas area, that it's over 100 degrees. I think 105 today. So I'm wearing this because I'm inside. Otherwise, I wouldn't be wearing a jacket. But anyway, today we're going to talk a little bit. I have a new post over at The American Thinker talking about CNN and how nothing seems to be working over at CNN. And we're also going to talk a little bit about abortion and the problem that the Democrats have with abortion. But let me begin with some sad news coming out of Japan. Former Prime Minister Abe was shot down. He was giving a speech, a campaign speech, and he was shot down. I have not seen the video. I've seen the still photo, but I understand that somebody got close to him and shot him, and he was probably killed immediately. So it's a very sad situation because this man, former Prime Minister Abe, was well respected, and I think he understood the challenges of China to a country like Japan in the 21st century. So we're very sorry to hear about the news, and we wish former Prime Minister Abe and his family the very best and best wishes at a time like this. Also, the people of Japan, we send them our deepest sympathies. He was a good man. He was a good man. That much I can say about him. Well, let's talk a little bit about a post. I have a post over at The American Thinker today talking about the problems at CNN. If you've been following the news lately, you know that CNN, or at least was put for sale or something, and somebody bought the network, and there's new management, and the new management has been sending signals that they want to change CNN. They want to take it from being the anti-Trump network to being a news network, and that's because their ratings are in the tank. Let me just give you some numbers so you can get some idea of how bad their ratings are. And this is in my post in more detail if you want to get into it. In the month of June, they averaged 650,000 people for the prime time hours. Average per hour, 650,000 people. Their entire 24-day average in the month of June was 487,000 per hour. Those are terrible numbers. Absolutely horrible numbers. They cannot compete, obviously, with Fox News, who averages over 2 million. And at night, Fox News will go into the 3 or 4 million average. Obviously, they cannot compete with MSNBC. I don't know what their numbers are, but they're obviously better than – they're not as good as Fox, but they're obviously better than CNN. So this is not – numbers like this are not the kind of numbers you want if you want to sell advertising in a national network. And remember, everything comes down to money at some point. So the new management, the new president of CNN, is promising changes. And in my memo, in my post, I suggest a couple of things to the new president of CNN. Number one, if you really want to change the network, you have to change the faces. Every time I see Don Lemon, every time I see Jake Tapper, that's just a reminder of the days when the network was nothing but Trump 24/7. So they got to make some changes. They got to bring in some new faces, people who are not connected to the Trump derangement syndrome that dominated the network for the entire Trump presidency. So that's the first thing they got to do. They got to get some new faces. The second thing they got to do is to get real. I mean, relying on Chris Wallace, apparently Chris Wallace is going to be hosting a primetime news hour. That's not going to do it either. That's not going to do it either. They need a different face. Chris Wallace is not their answer. Now, I should add, in the interest of full disclosure, that I did like Chris Wallace for a long time. I thought he did a terrible job during the Biden-Trump debates. I thought he was really bad in that debate, and I was expecting a lot more from him. But the fact is that Chris Wallace also became a little too political. And what they need is they need to find people that when you look at their face, you go, okay, I don't recognize this guy. I don't recognize this woman. That's what they need. But as long as they keep putting up the same faces, telling us on one hand that they want to change, but they keep putting up the same faces, they're not going to improve their audience. because people are just going to, they're not going to buy into it. And the numbers confirm it. So yes, CNN is indeed trouble. And they need to do what you do when your brand has hit the floor. You know, we've seen this in business before. This is not the first time that the brand has hit the, you know, has hit the fan. And often what people, what happens is they change the name of the brand or they go out of business. One of the two things. They change it. I mean, everything's different, or they go out of business. I don't know what's going to happen with CNN. My guess is that they'll stay in business, but they need to change the brand. And the way you do that is by changing the faces that we see on the screen. I'm not talking about older reporters, because they have good reporters. I mean, people out in the street, they do that well. But it's the hosting people, the people who have their shows, they need to drop all of that and go with a bunch of brand new faces that do not turn people on politically or off politically one way or the other. So are they going to do it? I don't know. But that's what they have to do if they really want to get their audience back, because right now, nobody's watching them. I mean, 654,000 people, that's not a number in the abstract. That's a lot of number. That's a big number. But when you think of it as the audience for a national network, that's not a good number. I mean, there are probably 20 networks on the cable side getting bigger audiences than that every single night. So that's a big problem, especially when you consider that this is a business. And businesses stay in by selling advertising. And when you put up numbers like that, you're not going to, the advertisers are not going to be crazy to advertise their products on your network. So they got to make a lot of changes over at CNN. You know, Governor Abbott of Texas has signed an executive order saying that the Texas Guard can basically pick up an illegal immigrant and take him back to the border. I understand why he's doing it. The frustration in Texas over the border is, you know, sky high. People are deeply frustrated by what they see, their border not being protected. People in South Texas are even more frustrated because they're the ones that I have to deal with the problem first. I was talking to a gentleman down in South Texas, and I said, what do you think of this word invasion? What do you think of calling it an invasion? And he said over the phone, he said, look, I don't know if it's technically an invasion, but somebody's invading us. And that's the reality. The people down there, that's how they feel. That's one of the reasons that you've seen so much movement to the Republican Party here in 2022 in South Texas. So I think eventually the courts will step in and say that the governor doesn't have the authority to do that, that it's a federal problem. But you know what? If the federal government is not going to do it, somebody's got to do it. So hopefully the courts will say Texas cannot do it, but somehow send a message to the Biden administration that they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be enforcing the law, and they're not doing that. And that is hurting Texas. It's hurting the country. It's hurting everybody. It's hurting these people who are being smuggled in. You know, it seems to me the only beneficiary, and I've said this before, of this border policy is the criminal elements behind all of this. The people who are moving drugs and the people who are moving people. Those are the only ones benefiting from this. But everybody else is not. So in a wicked and terrible way, the federal government is in business with human smugglers, or making their lives easier, I should say. I mean, which is an incredible thing to say, but that is the consequence of this border policy. So the governor will probably lose when it goes to the courts, but I think he'll win the respect of a lot of people in Texas who want to see this problem fixed, and they're not getting any help from the Biden administration. Well, there was a new jobs report today. We're happy to report that the number of jobs was a good number. It exceeded expectations, but you know, there's two problems really with these jobs reports. The first one is the inflation, that even though more people are working, they're losing out because of the inflation. So inflation is a terrible thing for anybody who's ever lived through it. I remember it back in 1982 going through it. Inflation is a terrible thing because if you have a job, you're not making enough money to stay ahead. So that's the first thing. The other thing, too, is that when we look at these job numbers, we need to understand that a lot of this is not new job creation. A lot of it is people going back, if not to their old jobs, at least going back to work. And that, of course, is a consequence of the economic recovery that we've had since the pandemic. So, yes, I'm happy that more people are working, but I will tell you that inflation is the real problem. And so far, we really haven't seen any answers to the inflation problem from this administration. I think the Federal Reserve is going to have to come down very hard on the interest rates as they did back in 1982, and maybe that's going to happen. But right now, inflation is just eating everybody alive. We're going to close today with going back to this day, on this day in history, 1950. It was on this day that President Truman named General Douglas MacArthur as the top commander of the Korean operation. And that was quite a responsibility for Douglas MacArthur, who had a good reputation. But about a year and a half later, President Truman fired him because of insubordination. And that became a huge political scandal for President Truman. Now, I think President Truman was correct in dismissing General MacArthur. You cannot have insubordination from a general. I mean, if he doesn't agree with your policies, he resigns, but he doesn't criticize you publicly. So General MacArthur was fired. He came back to the United States, spoke before the Congress, and so on. But President Truman was right about firing General MacArthur. But on this day in 1950, everything was going well between President Truman and General MacArthur, and he took over the Korean operations. And that, of course, that war was just beginning, and that war would become extremely unpopular with the American people. By the time President Truman left office in 1952, his approval rating was 26%, just how unpopular he was. And I think President Truman made one big mistake in Korea, and that was that he never went to the Congress to get a war resolution. He was acting on a UN resolution. And I think that made a lot of people in the country mad that we were not going to the Congress and asking for a war resolution, as President Bush, for example, did in Kuwait, as the second President Bush did in Iraq, as well as Afghanistan. You know, you got to get the Congress involved. You cannot just, you know, do this on your own, because when it hits the fan, you're going to find yourself very lonely, as was the case of President Truman. Normally, I speak well of President Truman. I think he had to make some very tough decisions in his presidency, but the mistake here was not to go to Congress, and that made this war super unpopular, particularly in 51 and 52, when the war was very bad and the casualties were very high. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for listening. And as I said before, we're very hot here in Texas, but that's the way it is in the summer. And just make sure you don't dress to go outside. Don't dress like I'm dressed right now, because I'm inside in air conditioning. And if you go outside, I give you permission to wear the very least you can get away with. Have a great day, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas.